Masachah Shvia Paradala Mishnah Gimel Chaychor Nirim Minayim Dikachav Mishvia Avolome Yisrael. What may make up with a guy that you're going to lease his field in the year after Shvia, that you're going to plant in his field, and in return you're going to give the guy a fixed amount of produce. Now, even though that will cause the gut to plow the land during the year of Shvias in order to ready it for your planting after Shvias, it's still mutter, and the gut is allowed to plow a field during the year of Shvias. But you can't make up with the Yisrael that you're going to lease the field the year after Shvias, because maybe the Yisrael will go ahead and plow the field on Shvias in order to ready it for the planting after Shvias, and it's forbidden for Yisrael to plow a field during the year of Shvias. Somebody sees a guy working on his field during the year of Shvias, you're allowed to give him encouragement. Say, Yasher Kaicha, work hard. But you cannot do that with Yisrael. Somebody who sees a Yisrael doing an Isra working on his field in Shvias, you shouldn't encourage him since Yisrael is doing an Isra. You could be Shal Bisham, a guy, because of the ways of Shalom. In order to keep Shalom between the Yisrael and the guy, you're allowed to say Shalom to a guy even on the day of his religious holiday, even though that might cause a guy to go give thanks to his God. Even so, it's mutter to be Shal B'Shlomo B'Yom Chagam on the day of his religious holiday, because this is Darkei Shalom. This will keep peace between the Yisrael and the guy. Somebody wants to cut down a few olive trees during the year of Shvi'at, because he needs the wood for firewood. Bishami said, you can't totally uproot the tree, so it shouldn't look like you want to level out the earth in order to plant a plant which is forbidden on Shvi'at. Instead, you should cut down the tree near the root without totally uprooting it. While Beitilah disagrees, Beitilah holds you can totally uproot the olive tree, and it will not look like you are leveling out the earth in order to plant a plant. But Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai that if you want to uproot several olive trees that are right next to each other during the year of Shvi'at, in such a case it would be forbidden to totally uproot them. Instead, you should cut them down near the roots. Ezehu Amedel. Hecharush Nai. What's in the category of somebody who wants to cut down only a few olive trees? And we said that according to Beis Hillel you can totally uproot them. That's if you want only one or two olive trees. In such a case, since you only want one or two, if you totally uproot them, it will not look like you're leveling out the earth, according to Beis Hillel. Hamachlik, Shlosha Zeh B'Tzad Zeh. What's in the category of Hamachlik? Somebody who needs several olive trees next to each other that we said, you're not allowed to uproot them totally. Instead, you should cut them down near the root. That's if you want three olive trees next to each other. And since he's cutting down three olive trees next to each other, if he would totally uproot them, it would look like he wants to level out the earth to plow and plant during the year of Shvi'at. So therefore, Beis Hillel would hold that in such a case, you should cut them down near the roots. You can't totally uproot them. When do we say that even according to Beis Hillel, if you want three olive trees next to each other, you can't totally uproot them. Instead, you should cut them down near the roots. That's if he's cutting down the olive tree in his own field. And since it's in his own field, if he would totally uproot them, it looks like he wants to level out the earth to plow and plant. But if he's cutting them down from his friend's field, that his friend gave him permission to cut down three olive trees from the field, in such a case, he can totally uproot them. And since it's not his own field, nobody's going to think the reason why you're uprooting them is because you want to level out the earth to plow and plant, and it's not his field. It will be obvious to the onlooker that he simply wants the wood from the tree, not to level out the earth.